Hello, everyone. This is Laura Walker, OracleReport.com. It is Friday, August 11th, 2017. The title of this recording is All Roads Lead to Liberty 2, The Recapitulation for Renaissance. I am back from another road trip with the Mahavidyas, the wisdom goddesses. They offer a suggestion for us in advance of the total solar eclipse, the new moon on August 21st. So at this recording, we have 10 days until the total solar eclipse. And during that time, what we do has impact, meaning, and measure. And it will lead to the event of the eclipse. So what we do now, preparing for that time, and if we undertake this exercise, we will be maximizing the opportunity that the sun is providing for us. The earth is preparing, the sun is preparing, and Thelete is preparing, the Aeon Thelete. And of course, I'm speaking within the Gnostic, the earth as the Aeon Sophia, Saviot as the sun, Thelete, the sacred masculine. So the eclipse is a major turning point. The solar energetics are part of final blows toward efforts of returning archonic energies back to source. It's going to utterly devastate the archonic demonic agenda. It is essentially a descent of the sacred masculine, the Christ consciousness, and it's going to enfold the earth. It's going to cause a 180-degree effect, an inversion, basically, of the ugliness and the nefarious efforts of the cabal, and a reversion back to humanity's true course, back toward the alignment of what is true and real and beautiful, what is meaningful about life, real life. The Mahavidyas, the wisdom goddesses, suggest a shamanic technique that is discussed extensively in the books of Carlos Castaneda. And this is the shamanic technique known as recapitulation, which is a process of going back into the past to relive in some form events of the past, to recapture energy that may be trapped there through emotional traumas, sadness, loss, grief, injury. And doing this in a rapid way, because in Castaneda's books, it is a lengthy process that is he undertakes in a wooden box, laying down in a wooden box. We're going to do a rapid recapitulation technique, which is, as I said, going back and reviewing the chronology of your life and doing so from a place of detachment, objectivity, and ease as an exercise of release, knowing that it's leading to something very beneficial, not just as a indulgent pursuit. But the idea is to mentally, or if possible physically, go back to locations or times in your life, in your mind's eye, scanning the field, as I said, as an observer, and doing so with ease, and remembering. If feelings ensue or come up, let them come up and be part of the entire effort, which is to capture, contain, or net, or put together within the portion of the field that which we want to really release, to let go. We've been doing this all of our lives, right, in some form or fashion, but this eclipse offered, and the timing of all of this now, is an extraordinary experience that begins now. It's been in process, but that can have a very meaningful impact on your life and on the collective experience of humanity. So we are undertaking this in a conscious effort and therefore making it sacred. We consciously go through the chronology or the lingering parts of our chronology or our narrative of our lives. And by releasing that, we change the narrative. We release it for real. We actually do. With this, not just as a pursuit, you know, just mentally. The Aeon Sophia, the storyteller, is changing her narrative, her story, and ours is changing with it. We want to consciously collaborate and participate in the effort, releasing to the sun for purging anything that needs to be released, anything that is holding us back for transmutation. We are recapitulating not just negative, traumatic things, but we also want to, as part of this, recapitulate or review or remember or relive great things, fun things, great experiences, things that have happened in our lives that have made us happy. There are a lot of ways you can approach this, and shamanism is an art. You can start with a certain age. There is, you know, no age deemed necessary, wherever your mind takes you. You could go back to places you've lived, different homes you've had. You could think about your life in terms of pets that you had, you know, to take you back to the memories. You know, the trauma memories are formed and happy memories are formed differently in the brain. They're stored differently, and so they're accessed differently. So we're going to undertake this exercise to remap our brain. The sun is going to be doing that with the eclipse anyway. We can be a part of it and be conscious of what's happening, enlightened to what's happening, to facilitate the process, to remap the brain, to untangle some of the trauma that's been tangled up in there archontically. People are going to get better with the solar eclipse, and some people are going to get worse, and some people are going to die. The energetic is very strong. It is serious. This is a serious event, but it is a wonderful event because, as I started with the title, All Roads Lead to Liberty, this is part of it. This is a major event with it. We are going to see conversion. We will see manifest for us changes empirically, measurable with data, and within our experience, within how we feel, within the level of empowerment that we have to rise above what previously has kept us mired and stifled, which is archonic interference. So we will perhaps engage more discussion about recapitulation and what that is. Review it. And you've probably read those books, many of you. And let's remember, we are preparing for the eclipse now. Meditation, worldwide meditation on the eclipse. Yes, absolutely. We want it. We want all of that. But it doesn't begin, it isn't just that time, it's now. And so we have all the time, 10 days until the new moon. It doesn't matter when you hear this recording, if it's the day before, it can be done in the blink of an eye. So let's engage, wise owls, and proceed on to the eclipse.